crap I learned in high school.
Oh, man, love that song so much. 638 News Radio 92.3 Reese, thank you for playing that. I appreciate it. All the Simon and Garfunkel songs remind me of my mom. So I take that. Joining us now, we have Colton Wright. He is the county commissioner in Santa Rosa County for District 4. That means he represents the whole county, but he has to live in the Gulf Breeze Midway area. Colton, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I represent District 5.
What did I say? 4? Oh, I'm sorry. Of course. 4 is Navarre. And yeah. I got the geography right, but I got the number wrong. I apologize for that.
I knew what you meant, but just wanted to clarify.
No, it happens all, and I appreciate the correction for sure. So you are on the canvassing board, and yesterday you guys had a meeting, and if I am reading the Santa Rosa Supervisor of Elections website properly, we have news.
Yes, last night we processed provisional ballots and cure affidavits from the mail-in ballots that we had originally rejected, and there was a slight change in the Smith 8's runoff, and Kerry Smith is now, instead of a 58-vote lead, a 60-vote lead.
That was what I saw, and it looks like they both picked up a few votes. The margin has increased ever so slightly, as you say, from 58 to 60. And this is for the District 2, Santa Rosa County Commission seat, where Bob Cole is retiring and not running for re-election, of course. So it is still Kerry Smith by a slightly greater margin, but the margin is still less than a quarter of a percent. So what happens now?
Well, today at 9 a.m., we'll be doing what we call the LNA, the logic and accuracy test of the equipment. So basically, all the electronic equipment will be reset, retested, as if we were having a new election. Then Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we will begin a machine recount. And then following the results of that, depending on what the margin is, we would have a manual recount to follow.
And for people who don't remember this from 4 years ago, when we did three of these across the entire state of Florida, as you said, the first round yesterday was provisional ballots. That's when, you know, there's some situation that makes it so that a person's vote might be, they might have already voted, but they're not sure, or they were not eligible to vote, but they thought they were, and so they were kind of filing it in case they were allowed, or cures, which is ones that were, you know, you need to contact the person to make sure that those got counted in, right?
That's correct. So provisional ballots, you know, the idea is to not disenfranchise a voter at the polling place. So if they claim that they haven't voted yet, but the poll worker shows some, for some reason, that they have, they're offered a provisional ballot. Supervisor of Election staff goes in, does research, determines what's going on, brings that to us, and we make a final determination whether to accept or reject that ballot. And the cure affidavits are simply when mail-in ballots are sent in, Supervisor of Election staff does a precursory, you know, review of all the signatures. If there's one that clearly doesn't match, they get put in a pile. Those come to the canvassing board. We review that signature and match it with as many signatures that we have on file and either accept it or reject it at that time. If we reject it, the voter is given an opportunity to fill out a cure affidavit and provide a picture ID to then send that back in, and then we review that and accept or reject it at that time. Typically accept it.
Because, you know, people's signatures can change or they can just be different for whatever reason, and we don't want to disqualify somebody because their signature is weird. We use that as a way of validating to make sure that we can include them, which is, you know, that's the whole idea. We want to enfranchise as many as we can. So those votes are in, but and so all the votes essentially are now in. This is a question of what does the machine recount on tomorrow morning turn up? And if the machine recount comes back within a quarter of a percent, you correct me if I'm wrong, that's when you start going through the ballots that got rejected for having either no votes in a race or too many votes in that race, just that race in particular, and then you manually look at them to see if they should be counted based on discernible voter intent. Do I have that right?
That's exactly correct. And the chances of there being any change at that point are pretty slim because the machines typically would have already caught those overvotes and undervotes. But it just, you know, state statute requires an additional look at that manually.
Yeah. And if, you know, after the machine recount, assuming that comes back the same, you know, if we're still looking at 60 as the margin, even though that's not a very large margin, that's an extremely large margin based on the chances out of 27,000 votes that you're going to find plus 60 for Jeff Ates versus Kerry Smith. And then, so just last thing on this, after Saturday, and assuming that things hold up as they are, that's when we can essentially declare Kerry Smith the winner, even though there are still some elements of the official process yet to happen, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, very good. Well, hey, is this your first time being on the canvassing board?
It is, you know, being only elected for 2 years now, this is the first opportunity I've had, and I was a little hesitant when I was appointed to it, but I will tell you, it is a phenomenal experience. If anyone was to insinuate or believe that there's a possibility for true voter fraud in Santa Rosa County, I would welcome them to come watch the canvassing board. I can assure you that the Taffy Villain and the Supervisor of Elections office does a phenomenal job. And the process of the canvassing board is so legitimate and full of so much integrity that there simply is not voter fraud in Santa Rosa County.
And I would add to that and say this, you know, whether you have questions or not, just if you want to see it, if you live anywhere in the area, go watch it. Because I remember watching the ones in Escambia County last time around, and it is fascinating. It may take your kids. I mean, you can watch the event. Now, where is the actual recount happening?
It's done in the Supervisor of Elections office there in Milton at the administration complex on Caroline Street.
Perfect. And the public can watch because everything is open. In fact, there will be observers there most likely. Probably not as many this time as there were last time because there were, you know, national interest in these races. But certainly for this, there will be, you know, observers. So it should be interesting. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Colton, is the flooding that we've got on some of these streets next to the new apartment project on 98 in front of the Tiger Point Golf Course. We talked with Lisa Newell about this yesterday. I've gotten some texts in from residents in the area. So this flooding issue, flooding concerns on Willow right next to the new apartment complex, I know you're always pretty attentive to this stuff, but have you been able to figure anything out yet, or can you tell us what's being done?
Well, we're still trying to identify some solutions. That area historically has always been low-lying and always had standing water. Unfortunately, just not to the extent that there is right now. Number one, the apartment complex was permitted and all that happened long before I took office. It just happens to be the construction project is finally, you know, wrapping up now. But the previous church that was located on that property had always had some historical flooding as well. And there's an area of wetlands that backs up to all of that, that stays wet, and naturally that was where a lot of the water would go. I do believe that the apartment complex likely had some effect on the additional water that these folks are experiencing. But Northwest Florida Water Management District has been out on site. I've been to the site myself. You know, it's not too far from my home. I walked it last Sunday night even. I think there's some areas for improvement, and we're working with both Northwest Florida Water Management District, along with our own county engineers and Public Works Department, to try to identify what the real solution is. Unfortunately, there's just been so much rain, it just hasn't stopped the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And that makes it very difficult to deal with anything. And, you know, and the ground is saturated to the point where no matter what happens, it's the ground just can't soak up the water that we're getting right now.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate, but we're certainly working on it.
And seeing that across the county and seeing that in some of the other construction areas, I mean, you know, had a lot of people at the county commission meeting complaining about issues they were seeing related to flooding and, you know, red clay and all of this stuff, which is, you know, it can be bad all the time, but with all the rain, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a ridiculous amount of rain. Just because we're in that vicinity, any update for us on the reconstruction, repair, reconfiguration of Tibet Drive, just because that's like right next to that area?
Yeah, it is right next to it. Actually, there's some runoff from Tibet that actually, I think, compounds the problem. So, the, you know, part of the redesign on Tibet is to address some of the flooding of water areas, water issues, stormwater issues in that area. Basketball Donovan is currently working on the redesign of that. They were tasked with that, and they're still in the process of design. And hopefully that will alleviate some of the issues.
Okay, but that's still going to be, you know, design has to complete, and then you have to you know, have the project actually, you know, purchase, and somebody has to bid, and then you have to have the construction actually happen. So we're talking at least several months or longer before anything is going to be a final solution out there. I would figure a year, maybe something like that, if you had to ballpark it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that may be the case. You know, and as it happens, you know, Tibet Drive was related to the developer that put in the apartment complex,
right.
And then we have that happening too. So he hasn't exactly been the best neighbor to the residents of the area, and he didn't follow through on his word to assist with the construction of Tibet Drive. So needless to say, he won't be allowed to get away with anything. My intent is to hold his feet to the fire and to the letter of the law.
Very good. Commissioner Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County. Sir, thank you so much for serving on the canvassing board. Look forward to the recount tomorrow and the finalization of that race for District 2 Board of County Commissioners. I know I'm sure you're eager to figure out who the final selection is there that's going to be against the writing candidate in the fall, so you can know who you're going to be working with eventually. Colton, thanks so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
You better have a great day.